Hey entrepreneur, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Welcome to another exciting and potentially profitable episode of The Marketing Minute. So ladies and gentlemen, here's your challenge. How do you or your major competitors consistently get influential people, men and women, who don't know you, not necessarily like or trust you, to strategically promote you for pennies on the dollar? Now, before you think about spending or wasting another nickel on these outrageously expensive traditional advertising campaigns, don't. Take a look at this example and see conceptually if you can see 7 plus 3, 5 plus 5, 6 plus 4, 8 plus 2, 9 plus 1, or 15 minus 5. It's all mathematically 10, correct? Meaning there are many ways to get there, no set way per se. So I want you to be open. I want you to adjust your marketing perspective if that's what you need to do. Follow this simple example. Let's suppose you are a single location retail jeweler. You sell a lot of high-end, great-looking bling, and the ladies and the gentlemen who wear your bling get a lot of compliments consistently. But you want to go after the upscale market, and you want to initially target women in your local community who earn high 6- and 7-figure incomes, which means they have a lot of discretionary income to spend and invest, and they also know highly influential men and women who they socialize with, network with, do business with, attend parties, social functions, political functions. They sit on boards. They have a lot of connections. They constantly come across the ideal men and women, but primarily women for this specific example that you're interested in. So here's a two-prong approach just to start things off. You have one of your associates, female associates, or one of the men who's in your network go apply for an upscale daycare center to take care of their kids. And here's what you might do as the retail jeweler. Remember, your ideal customer is worth anywhere between, say, a low of 500 to a high of 11,000 over any 7-year period, 5 to 7-year period, give or take. Now, when we say lifetime customer value, what we're saying is the average customer is going to spend somewhere between $400 and $11,000. Now that doesn't mean people don't come into your store and buy a pair of earrings on closeout for $70 and never come back. And it doesn't mean that some of these influential people might not send you $30,000 worth of business over a 7-year period or a 10-year period. It can very well happen. We're talking about the average. So those are your metrics. So with those metrics in mind, and remember about 80% of that is going to be gross front-end profit, and the other 20% is going to be non-traditional marketing promotional, advertising costs, because you're going to be doing things like what you're learning about in this particular audio clip, as opposed to, you know, outrageously expensive Sunday newspaper ads, full and half page ads in the Sunday newspaper and the throwaway guides, local primetime ads on radio and local television that run anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 for a 30-second or a 2-minute ad spot and all this other nonsense. Here's the point. You pay for the monthly daycare costs for these people to join this upscale daycare center. And you have them go in the first day that they're applying, say the lady that's going to go in and apply. She's rocking one of your $2,000 diamond-studded necklaces. Now, it's a loner. The people that work at the daycare don't know that. That's not the point. She's got on a $2,000 loner diamond-studded necklace and some $450 earrings. Now, here's the point. Neither one, by the way, the $2,000 necklace doesn't cost you $2,000, and the $450 diamond set of earrings don't cost $450. So typically it's going to be about half or less, somewhere between 35 and 50% of the retail value. Here's the point. As soon as she gets some compliments about her, either one, the necklace or the diamond set of earrings, that's when the person that goes in, that's going to apply, makes those workers aware that you, the diamond jeweler, would be interested in an arrangement where if they will supply you leads and, in essence, potential customers, you'll be glad to hook those daycare workers up. You know, the owner and the daycare workers. So basically, the short of it is this. They want to know what you have in mind. You say, well, we have some extremely time-sensitive gift certificates we'd like you to pass out to your best customers when they pay their monthly payment on time. And as soon as we get 10 customers, we don't care what they spend, in other words, that first purchase, here's what we're going to do for you. We'll let each of you, say the owner, get some $650 earrings that basically cost you $300, and all of her current and future workers, because remember, those workers don't have to stay working there. They may move on. They may physically move. The point is, you let the workers have $450 diamond studded earrings at your cost of $200, provided when they come to pick them up, they drag a friend with them who's at least 18, and at least one of them joins your joins your email list to enter your monthly free drawing for a chance to win a $2,500 diamond studded necklace. Now, here's the point. What do you think is going to happen when these women start rocking this bling and the new women in the community come in to enroll their kids in daycare? Bingo. Do you know these higher income women, earning women? No. Do they know you? Not yet. Do they know, like, and trust you yet? Nope. But do you think they're going to want to be hooked up with some nice looking bling? You got that right. Now, since they got kids in daycare, let your mind run a little bit. As a marketer, what else could you do for them? You could have the daycare sponsor a free drawing where every month some parent wins a free, get this, free birthday party for their kid. And what you're going to do is hook up an arrangement with a local magician that they're going to work for you. I mean, you know, in terms of you're going to supply them leads. They're going to give you a discounted price. You're going to have an arrangement with the local bakery that, hey, we'll send you new customers as long as you let us get our stuff at cost. And if they're serious about running their business and growing it and increasing their customer base and their front end revenue for less money up front, they ought to be open to it. And if they're not, some independently owned bakery in the area would. And if you're in any of those businesses, you can use these same concepts and work in reverse. If that's not obvious, you really need to hear this information. But here's the point. You're going to have this party every month for one of the kids. It's going to have a local magician. It's going to have one of the local bakeries. They're going to supply cake, birthday cookies, and you'll go to your joint venture partner or strategic alliance partner, whatever term floats your boat, and get some kids' movies at cost. And you're going to hand out 10 of these, not you, but the magician is going to hand out 10 of these. And while the parents are there at the party, the magician is going to have a free drawing where all the parents put their name in a hat. He'll let one of the other parents, or put a blindfold on them, reach in the box, grab a name. They get a free party, and all the other parents get an extremely time-sensitive gift certificate to book, even if the party's 3 months from now, but to book and save money. You see all this commerce going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Now, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, if none of that made sense, or if only 10% of it made sense, you're in the 98%. Going forward, I'm talking to the remaining 2%. So here's the deal. If you got value out of this, make sure you share this with anybody you know who's serious about growing their business, on or offline. They'll thank you for it, because this is probably embedded in a blog post of mine. So send them the blog post, let them know why you're sending it to them, and tell them specifically to listen to this audio clip. Now, here's the other thing. Let's say you're located inside the U.S. and you're thinking, wow, Mark, this is fabulous. I'd like to hire you as my own personal marketing consultant. That's great to hear. My current rates are just $250 an hour. So here's what you need to do. Go to the contact page of my blog, youcanmarketonlinenow.com/contact. In the subject line, you simply put paid help. Somewhere in the body of the email, you put your area code and phone number. I will send you a return email. We'll set up a time, hopefully somewhere between Monday and Friday, where you and I can get together, 15 minutes, strategize, find out, A, are we compatible? B, if we're not compatible, do we have resources, and assets and contacts, currently and future, the other one doesn't have? Can we somehow monetize that through some sort of revenue share joint venture? Simple example. You may be currently the member past member or going to be a future member of an association that revolves around entrepreneurship. My normal arrangement with them would be I'll become one of their in-house marketing specialists. And their current and future members get a discounted, grandfathered-in rate, which we'll negotiate. And that means that instead of them paying whatever my current retail rate is, which is just now, right now, $250 an hour, they pay something else and they're grandfathered in for life. I mean, if they leave the organization, go start another organization, or have dual memberships in different organizations, they still get that rate. Because in that case, what I'm after with the discounted grandfather rate is A, two things. Number one, the word of mouth, and B, the potential joint ventures, strategic alliances, revenue share arrangements myself and them can put together. Now, if you're located out of state, you like what you hear, you say, Mark, I'm out of state. How could we hook up and talk about this? You send an email to me at my contact page and you say paid help. Somewhere in the body of your email message, you simply put located outside the U.S. I'll get back to you with a return email. And at that point, we'll go on Zoom, ZOOM.US. It's a free, they have a free and paid program. And that's not an affiliate link, by the way. And we'll set up a time, hopefully Monday through Friday, where you and I can do the same thing. 15-minute brainstorm, find out, A, are we compatible? B, if we're not, is there some kind of way we can revenue share because of our current assets and resources and contacts, both current and future? Now, here's the next thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know of any entrepreneurs who have a podcast, or if you yourself have a podcast that revolves around entrepreneurship, I don't care how large your audience is. I don't care how small it is. I would love to be a guest on your show. If that's something you think you can bring about, simply put in the contact page, subject line of the contact page of my blog, potential guest podcasting opportunity. And if you're located in the state, same thing. We'll get on the phone and see what's going on. Or if you're outside of the states, I'll send you an email back. We'll get on Zoom and find out if and when I'm a fit for your show. Or this person that you want to introduce me to. Now, here's the next thing. And this could be potentially huge. You could be an independent broker. What do you mean, Mark? You may know of somebody who owns or manages or just bought into or just sold or is thinking about buying into a independently owned retail jewelry business, because I'd like to offer my services to them in a marketing capacity where it's a performance-based situation. They don't pay me by the hour, per se. They can pay me based on every dollar I bring them. They didn't have a 25% commission. And if, like, let's say this. Let's say I show them how to earn an additional $500,000. They can do one of two things. They could either pay me 25% of the gross, which I'd prefer, or they could pay me a set fee of X, $10,000 a month. We get on the phone, get on Zoom, we brainstorm, we record the session. They get a copy, I get a copy, and they're free to make as much money as they want. Now, you, for being the broker, bringing us together, nothing more, you get a percentage of any revenue share arrangement I create with them. That's an open, standard opportunity for you listening to this. And lastly, entrepreneur, I need you to do three things. And again, this is only for the 2%. I want you to read at least three more blog posts on my blog, youcanmarketonlinenow.com. And here's why. In three separate categories. And if there's a video, one of my videos in there, or an audio clip in there, I want you to listen, watch the video and listen to the audio clip. And here's why. At the end of the third one, you will know beyond any reasonable doubt if you and I are compatible or not. And if we're not, it's okay. And here's why. Ladies and gentlemen, there are millions of men and women right now online desperately looking for this type of proven expertise. And if you're not one of them, that's okay. The really good news is there are millions more jumping online every day, every week, every month, every year, no end in sight, who are looking for this type of information. On that note, entrepreneur, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Looking forward to being with you again very shortly with another exciting and potentially profitable episode of The Marketing Minute.